You're listening to Cross the Border. Again, I bid everyone welcome, especially those that are seated in heavenly places in our Messiah. We're continuing our study here in the book of Job. Job chapter 9 and verse 1. Let's pick back up there. I'm backing up a little bit from where I left off. I like to keep the continuity and the context of things. Then Job answered. Of course, he's answering Bildad the Shuhite. And he says, I know it is so of a truth, but how should a man be just with God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered, which removeth the mountains. And of course, now he's speaking about the Almighty. Hath prospered, which removeth the mountains, and they know not, which overturneth them in his anger, which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble, which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars, which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, which maketh Arcturus, Orion, and Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, which doeth things, great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. Lo, he goeth by me, and I see him not. He passeth on also, but I perceive him not. Behold, he taketh away. Who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, What doest thou? If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud helpers do stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him, whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge. Very wise words. Who's going to argue with the Almighty? Rather make supplication. And what does it mean to supplicate? It means to reverently let your requests be made known, to pray, to ask for pity, to entreat mercy, to show favor, to supplicate, because the Almighty is in heaven above and we are in the earth beneath. Yes, he says, my judge. If I had called and he had answered me, yet would I not believe that he had hearkened unto my voice. Yes, do you hear the voice of God? Yes. That's a question I've heard. Does God speak to you? And, you know, people wonder, do you hear an audible voice? Then they think you're crazy. Well, he speaks to me through his word. It's enough for me. His word is true. And he speaks to me in my spirit by his word, because I've read it and it's in me. His Holy Spirit draws his word out at the appropriate times in my life. So does he speak to me? Yes, he speaks to me. He absolutely speaks to me. Sometimes I get confirmation because it pleases the Almighty to work and speak through his people to each other. Does he speak? The creation speaks his word. If I had called and he had answered me, yet would I not believe that he had hearkened unto my voice. For he breaketh me with a tempest, and multiplieth my wounds without cause. He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with bitterness. If I speak of strength, lo, he is strong. And if of judgment, who shall set me a time to plead? If I justify myself, my own words shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. I'm doing a live broadcast on Wednesday, and I have callers call in, and I've suffered things, and I've questioned why. You know, like the Heavenly Father took my late wife, a good woman who feared God. She was far from perfection. in any way, but the beauty, the perfection of her beauty was that she feared God and she lived a lifestyle of repentance, if you can understand what that means. She was being perfected, and that is a beautiful thing to see. Why did he take her away from me? And people question that. They look at that like someone questioned me on my last live broadcast on Wednesday, and they seemed to be questioning it, but they tempered their words. The man tempered his words and didn't come out with an accusation or anyway. But you see there how we all have a tendency to ask those questions. Why? Certainly there's a reason for it. But I believe we find the answers here. Though I were perfect, Job says, yet would I not know my soul. I would despise my life. This is one thing. Therefore I said it. He destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. It is so true. You know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. You know, why did the Almighty take my wife, my late wife? Well, I understand. It was because of sin. Not necessarily hers, not necessarily mine. Because sin and corruption has entered into the creation. And the righteous and the wicked succumb to those things that take both of them at different times, some earlier, some later. But I know, I have an assurance in his word that all things work together for my good because I do love him. And how do I know I love him? Because I seek with all my heart to live my life in a way that's pleasing to him. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So I do that. That's how I live my life. I am nothing but what you hear on the air. I am not something else. And one thing on the air and something else in my life. I am who I purport to be. And there are many witnesses to that. This is one thing, therefore I said it. He destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. Those that are being perfected. I'm in that class. You know, I'm not saying I'm reached some sinless state of perfection, but I am in the process of being perfected. And that's how I interpret that. He destroys those that are being perfected and the wicked, those who have no regard for the commandments of the Almighty. No regard, no desire to live a life that's pleasing to him. If the scourge slays suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away. They see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then labor in vain? If I wash myself with snow water, and make my hands never so clean, yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. For he is not a man, as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. That's what the world does. They come together. They join hand in hand. They think that if they stand together in their sin, that certainly they'll be excused. Though hand joined in hand, he is not a man. And we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. Yes. He is the judge. There's no mediator that can stay the hand of the Almighty. Well, we know there is a mediator, but that's pretty much what Job is saying, is that there's no higher power that's going to judge between me and the Almighty. There's no one who's going to stay the hand of his hand. Now, we do have a mediator who took upon himself and shed his blood for us, and he lays his blood to our account. That is the only mediator between us and the Heavenly Father that excuses us from the punishment due upon us. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak and not fear him. But it is not so with me. Job chapter 10. Job continues, my soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contentest with me. Show me where I've erred. Let me repent. Job continues, is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as a man seeth? Are thy days as the days of a man, and thy years as man's days, that thou inquirest after mine iniquity, and searchest after my sin? Thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of thine hand. Thine hands have made me and fashioned me together round about, yet thou dost destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and wilt thou bring me unto dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh. Thou hast fenced me with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation has preserved my spirit. And these things thou hast hid in thine heart. I know that this is with thee. If I sin, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from mine iniquity. If I be wicked, woe unto me, and if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion, therefore see thou my affliction, for it increaseth. Thou huntest me as a fierce lion, and again thou showest thyself marvelous upon me. Thou renewest thy witness against me, and increasest thine indignation upon me. Changes and war are against me. Wherefore, then, hast thou brought me out of the womb? Oh, that I had been given up the ghost, and had no eye, and no eye had seen me. Of course, he's saying here, in the anxiety, those things that he's feeling at that time, he's saying, I wish I had not been born. It would have been better if this is my end. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then, and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little. Before I go, whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness. Job, being near death, desires it. Job chapter 11 and verse 1. Then answered Zophar, the Naamathite, and said, should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy lies make men hold their peace? Ooh, Zophar, how could you say that to your friend Job? Should thy lies make men hold their peace? And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thine eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Is it as high as heaven? What canst thou do deeper than hell? What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up, or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men, and seeth wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? For vain men would be wise, though man be born like a wild ass's colt. If thou prepare thine heart, and stretch out thine hand toward him, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast, and shall not fear, because thou shalt forget thy misery, and remember it as waters that are passed away. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning. And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and shalt take thy rest in safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee, but the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, they shall not escape. And that's Zophar the Naamathite, chapter 12, in verse 1. And Job answered and said, No doubt, but you are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. I think he's being a little facetious here. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as these? I am as one mocked by of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just, upright man is laughed to scorn. He that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thought of him that is at ease. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in the length of days understanding. With him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel of understanding. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. He also sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselors away spoiled, and maketh judges fools. He looseth the bonds of kings, and girdeth their loins with a girdle. He leadeth princes away spoiled, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He poureth contempt upon princes, and weakeneth the strength of the mighty. He discovereth deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He increaseth the nations, and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations, and straineth them again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. Lo, mine eye hath seen all this, mine ear hath heard and understood it. Job chapter 13, verse 1, Job continues, if you've lived any time, you've seen many of these things, just as Job has, all about you. The heavens and the earth and all of creation declare the glory of the Almighty. We'll continue this when we get back from the break. You're listening to Cross the Border.